By the right of the council, by the will of the force, welcome back into another episode of the Galaxy Famous, if you don't laugh with us, you'll laugh at us, Jedi Talk Podcast. You are following us at Jedi Talk Podcast on Instagram, YouTube.com/Jedi Talk, where all the madness drops about every week. Reviews of the Acolyte, things that nobody asked for that we discuss about, but that's what we do. I am Atomica Tom for short. Thank you for joining. I am here on the High Council. Joining me, as always, on the regular council, he almost didn't show up on time. He was stuck on his toilet. Brad Hughes. Brad, how the hell are you today?
I'm good, man. You're blowing my ears out with your microphone. That's what this is.
You're on the
loud council.
I don't know what you are. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Tom comes in screaming.
I am.
Welcome back.
I'm good. We're here. 2/3 of the council is in person today. And
that's true.
Virtually, Evan is here as well.
Couldn't get out of his glory hole.
Yeah, that's glory hole. I used to see his face. Now I just see a sad little yellow dot that says EB. What's up, EB?
Adiga and good journey. I guess you could say that's my droid, maybe, because it's a round entity and it's EB. So
EBSAD. Is that your droid's name?
Yeah. Pretty close.
S4D.
I miss you guys and I miss seeing your faces, but life happened today in a weird way. All is good, but it's just annoying that I can't be there hanging out with you two.
Well, Evan,
a really good whiskey tasting too. Yeah, it's really upsetting.
And also know, Evan, that you can't hear the soundboard, so it will be abused tonight.
Hey, that's good. I am okay with that. It makes it funnier too, because I don't know what's going on. And then when I eventually listen to the episode, I'm like, oh, that's what they played.
Yeah, it's always fun to listen back when Tom really goes hard with the soundboards.
That's right. Yeah,
especially when it's virtual, you don't hear it at all.
Yeah,
I watched this episode last night.
Oh, when he said, "Oh, yeah. He walks out." He's like, "Oh, bitch!"
Where they lose the kids to CPS.
Yeah, they go to Flanders.
I kind of hit close to home.
What are we? Long story. 2.5 minutes.
Long story. Yeah, we're in. This is welcome to Jedi Talk, everybody. Star Wars podcast.
So how's your week been?
It's been fine, man. It's been good. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there.
Just with your peach glow of love.
It. Yeah. You know what's funny? This shirt is exactly the same color as those shorts you guys made fun of me for. And
I really don't make fun of you for them. Kyle does.
Bullshit. And
fuck you.
Bullshit and bullshit. But also, I'm going to wear it one day in a video just to mess with Kyle.
And that shirt, please.
Like, yeah, the shorts and the shirt. Yeah. It's going to be like a, it's gonna be like a romper.
Yeah. You go with that divorced Florida dad look.
Dude, you know the divorced dad is a genre of rock now?
What it is?
It's like Puddle of Mud and Seether.
Puddle of Mud.
Like, just that era of like late new metal so post-grunge.
Like, yeah, because like Puddle of Mud was popular when like I was like, what, like 17, 18? So it's like all...
God, really?
I think so. Was that like all the guys my age now, like who are divorced, so like they still love Puddle of Mud and stuff.
it's like I still listen to Seether and like Chevelle and stuff, and like The Red was on a divorced dad's playlist that I saw the other day, and I was like, oh man,
interesting.
That sucks, and it's accurate.
Yep,
it's accurate.
I suppose.
Yeah, Evan, who's on your divorced dad's playlist? This is divorced dad playlist talk.
I didn't know that was a thing, so I will have to go make one now.
It's like yacht rock. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing until like 5 years ago.
Yacht rock.
Oh no! Yeah. We'd listen to Yacht Rock all the time in college. That was like our go-to playlist.
Yeah, there you go. Evan's partying up with Yacht Rock. He's like, yeah, partying.
It's like Earth, Wind, Fire. And
now you know, like when I worked at Boathouse, that's basically all Boathouse played. And now I'm at Splitsville, and Splitsville is a little bit of Yacht Rock, but then like a little bit of pop. So like, it's a good combo.
I want to urge every single Jedi Talk listener to go harass Evan at Splitsville.
Mm-hmm.
He just disclosed where he works. Please, go harass him.
Please do. Because it's we need people to come. I'm not making any money right now. Please do.
I don't care
what you do. Just come and spend money.
Evan is straight up with it. I love this guy. He's just like, show the fuck up and pay, bitch. Evan T. Boucher.
This is an advertisement
for Evan to stay employed.
It's an advertisement for what?
For Evan to stay employed.
You know what?
Dear God, please come.
You spent $200 on a mattress? That's actually cheap.
Yeah. Where'd you get a cheap-ass mattress?
Because it was at Walmart.
Oh, that explains it.
People listening.
You're going to get what you pay for with that shit. Enjoy that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. But in good news, the guest room is complete. So we have guests coming next week, and they finally have a bed to sleep on. So hey.
Oh, hey. Congratulations. You got it ready for them. Who's visiting?
Me.
Yeah.
Is it?
Going to go visit. I'm going to hang out.
Sleepover, man.
What'd you say?
Sleepover. We're going to talk about girls, we're gonna eat pizza, and have a pillow fight.
As long as it's the pizza from a Goofy movie that has the stringy cheese. That's,
it has to be.
Ask me that one.
Why did that pizza look like the greatest pizza of all time?
Dude, I don't know. But I remember when it became a meme, I was like, oh my God, yes. It's that's true. Exactly what I thought that as a kid. That's why I ordered extra cheese pizza, thinking it would always look like that. I never did. It just made me sad.
Because of that cheese, man. Bobby knew his cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone. Like the pizza in Home Alone, like the extra cheese pizza.
Well, that was
like,
just, that was great because they were eating it at Trump Tower. That's why that was
oh,
so
you
great.
Fucker. True. What? Were you trying to get us in trouble?
Yeah, I'm trying to get us in trouble.
Everything better.
What? Never mind.
Were they? Well, no. I'm talking about like the first Home Alone.
Was that two that Trump's in?
Yeah. Okay. No.
I've never seen either
two.
One of the Home Alone movies in full.
Oh, no?
Nope.
Do I know something really sad? And I'll bring it down, but I'll get dark humor
I've
about
never
this.
Seen any of those movies.
I can't watch Home Alone anymore.
Really?
Because. When my parents divorced, the Home Alone 2 was very popular, and I coped by asking to go to the movies to watch that so I wouldn't be sad.
Dude, that's so
I know,
sad.
Dark as hell. I could talk about it now because I understand it.
Yeah.
I was at Brookfield Zoo back in Illinois once when I was still living there, and one of the songs from Home Alone 2 came on, and I got super fucking emotional, and I couldn't figure it out, and I sat and I thought about it. I'm like, oh my God, that totally makes sense, and I know why now. So, yeah.
Interesting. So, I had a moment.
That's your sad moment.
I had a moment similar to that, but different this past week. I heard a song that used to send me into a spiral. I'm not going to say what it is, but I heard that.
Is it on the Divorced Dad playlist?
It might be, honestly. It's that era for sure. But
Easy Lover
by
Phil Collins.
Fuck, I said I wasn't going to say it, but you're right. It was Susudio, whatever the fuck that song's called. I'm like, she doesn't even know my name. but yeah, I listened to it for the first time without crying ever, and it hasn't happened ever. And it was even the first time I heard it in the context of what I heard it in, it made me cry in that moment. So I literally haven't not cried from that song since.
I think
2007.
I figured out. Oh, since 2007.
That is growth.
I think I've understood that. I mean, Ace of Base does that to a lot of people, Brad.
It does.
So, yeah.
I saw the signs. And
it opened up your eyes.
It did open up my eyes. I don't know the other words of that song. I was going to try to keep it going.
It's wild to me how Ace of Base like got so popular with that song, and then there was that other one.
It was the 90s, bro. It was
the
just
baby
on the
one.
Oh, that she wants here's another baby. Yeah. My kids love that song.
Fucking Ace of Base.
Here's another baby. Yeah. Dun. I was at every fucking skating rink when I was a kid.
Yeah, skating rinks. Skating?
Really?
Nothing I never got into, no.
Huh.
It's not my thing, yeah.
Maybe because you weren't one of the cool kids.
That's right, yeah.
And none of your friends asked
it
you
It really
to go.
Shocks you that the libertarian cult leader of the cause wasn't part of the majority in the skate rink? Or really fucking...
You'd be the kid, like, breaking
ironic.
Into the skee ball machine and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My fucking parents
fuck
dropped
authority.
Me off here.
Yeah, my fucking parents dropped me off.
I stole all the tickets out of the machine.
What Evan
did it because it's the machine. That's why I took
it.
I
never went to a skate rink either. It was never my thing.
Jesus Christ!
We know that. I mean, it's
you didn't have friends
tag,
either.
Laser tag was the thing.
Oh hell yeah!
For me back in the day.
Last time I played laser tag was in my 20s. We went and got hammered and played laser tag. It was so much fun. I remember running around that place.
Good places in Orlando. We got to find a place.
I would love to.
Disney needs to do a Star Wars theme one where the NBA experience is right now. Done.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, maybe make it be like virtual reality where you like. Go find secrets of like the Empire or something. Wouldn't that be really cool?
Did either one of you guys do the VR thing that they did here?
No.
That was so fucking
never
cool.
Never got a chance.
Oh my God.
That's what I was just talking about.
Yeah.
Secrets of the Empire.
See, yeah that's right. That thing was so sick, dude. I loved that thing so much.
I only
got
to
do
it
once.
Once.
Same. I got to do it once.
Oh, Jinx.
Only got to do it once. Jinx, you owe me a Jack and Coke.
Yeah. Get off your ass,
Evie. I would legit do it once every like 2 or 3 months probably if it was still around.
It's just too expensive, man. It was like $40 a person even back then, like 8 years ago.
That's cheap for Disney. $40 at Disney gets you nothing.
How much is it to go to Splitsville? plug your job again.
Way more than 40.
How much is it to bowl now? I haven't bowled in so long.
It's so fun.
Oh, no. I love bowling.
Splitsville's the shit.
I love bowling.
We last time I was there, me and Josh, former co-host of Jedi Talk and the Daily Disney Blog podcast. We went with it was me, him, Holly, and his wife, and we got obliterated and ate a crap ton of sushi. It was so much fun, dude. I had so much fun.
Was that the same night you told me about the plumbing problems you had?
Yeah, it was. Right. It was.
Makes sense.
I think it was a coincidence. But it might not have been.
Maybe. You never know.
That's your fart.
It's actually my legit fart. That's my fart.
Splitsville has some drinks that taste very similar to Sam's drinks. I feel like they have one that almost tastes just like the Nautilus. I think it's the Rum Runner. So
everything to him tastes
like
the Nautilus.
If I ever drink at Splitsville, I'll just get that drink.
All roads lead back to the Nautilus with you.
The last time I was at Splitsville was actually, it was my wedding day. 2007. Well, I had been to there since, but to, like, actually like do something inside Splitsville, I'm gonna say it 2017. Cause that's the actual last time I actually did anything
nice
cohesive. After our wedding, we went to T-Rex, and then a bunch of people just kind of went
You're
over.
The only person that's ever said that.
Hell yeah!
Sentence.
Hell yeah! Damn it!
I know why. Yeah, people know. Who don't know but the story so cool. don't know the story, yeah, and I think it's great. But you were the only person who said that sentence.
And I am A-okay with that. Steven.
Steven.
Steven. I'll find it later. But I mean, story time with Elias right now. Story time with Matomica. So that should be a thing. It's just play Sanger in the background. It's like the Ginger Snaps version of Jedi Talk.
I like it.
Yeah. Story time with Tom. What was I talking about? Splitsville. Yeah. So, and then I remember we peer pressured Mike of the JFW podcast, that terrible podcast that pukes about wrestling and diarrhea and P Trap eats his ass. Mike got pressured into like chugging a drink or something, and I think he fell off a stool or something. I can't remember. Kyle wasn't let in. There was a height requirement at Splitsville then. Do you still have the height requirement at Splitsville, Evan?
Yeah, we've actually lowered it too, so it's harder for him to get in.
It's harder for him to get in. Got it. Good to know.
Cranjus McBasketball.
I didn't hear a single thing you guys were talking about.
We were talking about Splitsville.
Oh, nice.
And Kyle can't get in because there's a height requirement to
bowl. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He needs was it the gutters? That
we don't have any
bumpers. The bumpers.
His size either. We don't have any shoes that small. So he couldn't bowl even if he wanted to.
I saw a meme today that were like Eastern European names, and they were like you know, Adonis looking men, and then there was Western names, and one of them was Kyle, and just like this big mouth looking fool with like two teeth on top and the bottom, like drooling. Another one was Tim too, so I'm gonna call Tim Marciano out too on that.
I was talking to him today.
I'm gonna see him less than 30 days for Metallica.
That's awesome, man. I'm Soldier jealous Field. You guys are getting to go do that.
God, I hope they play You Must Burn. I love that song off 72 Seasons. It's my favorite 72 Seasons song.
Which means it's your favorite song because it's your favorite.
It's
favorite
my. Album. I've been listening the hell out of it. Yeah, my all time favorite Metallica album, Still Ride the Lightning. It's.
I thought
be...
you posted. I thought you when you did your list, you did 72 Seasons as number one.
No, that was two. It was two.
Yeah. Okay.
I have never let anything take over Ride the Lightning. Ride the Lightning, I attribute to taking me from like a casual Metallica fan, and when I heard that, it like was like, pah! Like I am now Metallica. I like turned into him at the fragile age of 14, 15.
I did that with the Goo Goo Dolls this week.
I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make you upset.
It's not really that I'm upset, Brad. I'm disappointed.
I actually do like the Goo Goo Dolls. But I always have. It's all good.
What, Evan?
Oh, it made me so funny watching your face change just then.
That's mom for upset. When moms go, I'm not upset. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, that was my first disappointed parenting right there. Yep.
Say hi. Oh,
that's so funny. I just watching your face change made me laugh so hard just now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
funny,
worth it.
Though, to have, like,
I wasn't going
to
let it slide.
I wish
you'd
seen it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
fuck,
you.
I love you. You're the best. Oh, my God. You get it.
That is fun, though, to have, like, that one thing you can pinpoint to, like, what sent you down the deep rabbit hole of fandom, you know, for, like, Metallica.
Evan, shut the fuck up.
Star Wars, like, I grew up, obviously, we talked about it, but, like, watching the original trilogy on VHS on repeat. But then, like, the Clone Wars kind of came out, and I watched them a little bit on TV, but not that much. But then, like, Force Awakens came out. and I liked it like everyone else. And Rogue One, I liked it. But then the last bit I came out, and that's when I was like, now I'm going to do a deep dive. I started watching Clone Wars heavy, and that's like, I think, because like, you know, as a kid, I still collected toys and had toys, but The Last Jedi is like what really made me be like, I want to read the books and read the novels and buy the games and buy more toys. And, you know, I think that's what really made me dive deeper.
For sure.
That's your thing too, dude.
Yeah.
That was you.
The Disney, as much as like people rag on Disney for Star Wars, and
Kyle.
There's some criticism there. I know. He was all over the accolade today. And we'll get into the acolyte, guys. We're just, you know, shooting the shit.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, like, I watched the prequels, too, of course. And as a kid, liked some and didn't like some. But, I like the prequels. But there was nothing that made me be like, I want to read all the books and buy the encyclopedias or the...
Uh-huh. What do
they call them? Not graphic novels. Whatever they're called. The visual dictionaries. There we go. Like, I didn't ever want to do that until after The Last Jedi. Like, that was like... Now I want to do a deep dive and learn every single random piece of trivia I can.
I know, yeah. God, there's so much, though, with Star Wars. It's like, I know enough, and then someone says something, and I'm like...
You fancy yourself a Star Wars expert, and you do one of those trivia shows like we did, and you just feel like, holy shit.
And it was like, God, I felt like an idiot. Like,
it's insane.
I wanted Evan on that so bad just to make Jedi Talk look a little better.
Some of the stuff he was doing was Legends.
But then I still got, like, two questions wrong. So, like, come on.
Yeah, some of the stuff was Legends, though. Like, I don't know that shit. Like, admittedly, I don't. It's not my... I know the base level of Legends because that's the only thing that matters because it doesn't... It's not canon, so who cares?
And for me, I don't know all the out-of-universe stuff. Like, what actor played this character? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know actors. Yeah.
That makes sense.
In-universe. Totally. So, it's been a good week. I had homecoming today.
Dude, I'm stuffed so... When you told me that today, I was like... Yeah. I was sitting there working when you took that. I was like,
All I had were protein shakes and bars this morning just to eat chicken and donuts.
How were the chicken and donuts?
Very good.
As you should.
Excellent. Oh, my God. I'm good.
Excellent.
I didn't have anything to eat till about 4:30 today because
I still haven't eaten today. I'm drinking on an empty stomach.
You didn't eat like the 2-day-old rotisserie chicken in Walmart?
No, I couldn't afford it. I was spending all
Wasn't there a Subway or something you could have bought at Walmart?
He's not eating at Subway.
That's true. That's true.
No. No, but I wasn't going to spend money. I'm already spending $200 on a mattress. And
that's how they get you, right, Evan?
Yeah.
Got him.
Larry! All right, let's talk Acolyte. Full disclosure, I have not seen this episode yet. I tried to watch it today before I left, and Disney Plus kept crashing. I'm so glad that they kept my money. Let's go. Spoilers are totally allowed. I do not care. I told Tom, I said I have a feeling where this is going, and he was like, you're kind of right, kind of not
right. Yeah, but I kind of talked to you, and I said there's some stuff that happened.
But this is the thing that I said earlier this season I didn't want, and this is the episode I knew we were going to get.
Spoiler alert is coming. 3, 2, 1. The name of this episode that we're calling Jedi Talks episode is Master Soul Feast Choice. For what happened in it.
Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
When you told me I was like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. And then I was like, wait, no, it's not.
You don't think it's interesting?
No.
You don't think him sacrificing
Why do you think he panicked when he found out that she was alive? Of course that makes it.
Yeah, but it's still... Yeah. But look, I'm not defending this. This episode was like... It was... I don't know. The more I think about it, we found a lot out of this episode.
I'm just excited that Trinity's in it again. From The Matrix. The Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Is that Endara?
Yeah.
Endara, yeah.
That's
Trinity from The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just going to call her Jedi Master Trinity.
The Sophie's Choice bit was kind of weird because that means Sol did two terrible things. Because earlier he did something that was terrible.
Oh, he stabbed, he killed Mother Anisea. Just.
But that was like completely Anisea's fault. Like she turned into a ghost thing right in front of him. What do you expect? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she got all like, she like.
It's an immersive experience, Evan.
It is. Sol was immersed enough that he stabbed her because he thought a freaky, scary ghost was freaky and scary. Because it is. Like, what the hell? I don't know what she expected to happen there.
I don't think she expected
to
get stabbed.
She turned into a ghost?
No, she, like, turned into this, like, black smoke thing, just like something witches do. And
he can stab the ghost. He stabbed the smoke?
For no reason. Because then as she's dying, she's
that was weird.
I was going to let her go with you. And it's like, so why'd you turn into a spooky ghost fog? What's that have to do with?
It's a spooky ghost fog.
Oh, shit. It's the spooky ghost fog.
You lock the real.
That's what this episode should be called.
Spooky ghost fog. No, I like Master Soul.
I still like the show, but that part I can't understand. He turned into randomly black mist.
Maybe she's a big fan of the show Lost.
I don't know. Don't understand that part.
There's enough interesting stuff in the Acolyte that's making me tune in at 9 every Tuesday. And I'm invested and I want to see. Yeah, we know. We know. You're on the toilet dumping out every 9 p.m. because of your sushi. Yeah.
Go on.
We'll go with that.
Go on.
I don't know where I was going with that.
It did die. That's so upsetting. You're better than that.
Bit Killing Tom. What happened to Bit Killer Bradley? Yeah. He went away.
I can come back in this episode if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
All right, cool.
I want to see Bit Killing Bradley.
Bit Killing Bradley?
Yeah, I do. You know who else wants to see it? Here he comes.
Suck my dick.
DMX wants to see.
Have we so Evan on? Do you think this was like a good? Would you say this was a good episode of the Acolyte?
The second part of that phrase, I'm not even going to address. But yes, it was a good episode. It just had one part that I can't figure out, and it was the
spooky ghost fog,
spooky mist ghost lady.
This is a spooky ghost.
Because then, like, the other witch does it later in the episode, and it makes sense. She's doing it for a reason, like, but. And Asaya just does it out of nowhere, and as she's dying, she's like, I was going to let my kid go with you. It's like, so what's that have to do with you turn into fog? Why did you do it? Right. This was a good episode, because like, I just talked about the middle of the episode, the one part I thought was weird, but like early in the episode, they mentioned the Great Disaster.
Oh, cool. They did.
They do? Awesome.
Yeah, they said they thought the witch's planet, Brundok, was uninhabited because of the Great Disaster.
Hmm.
They were like, yeah, the Great Disaster 100 years
ago. 100 years ago, yeah.
Life on this planet.
So we know kind of where they're at.
It's only 100 years before, like, after that?
After the hyperspace disaster, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the hyperspace Great Disasters that we've read about and what made us fall in love with the High Republic.
Starts the Light of the Jedi, essentially. That was cool. That was cool that they mentioned it. I didn't, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they mentioned it there. They mentioned it in Survivor. You know, you have to go out of your way on the shattered moon to talk to that one droid, but they mention it. You find out that the moon is blewed up because of the great hyperspace disaster. So
because of the Nile, man. The Nile started all this.
Martian, Roe, Loden, Grey Storm.
Like, that part was cool. And then, like, when Torben goes off and does his thing, it reminded me of a High Republic character, too. In one of the books, Wreath Silas. He's also a young apprentice, and he hates being away from Coruscant. He hates being on missions. So when Torben was like, I just want to go back to Coruscant. I just want to go home. I was like, that makes sense. That's how most Padawans were back then. Because they just like being in the elegant, extravagant temple and studying Jedi stuff. Because like back then, it wasn't like in the Clone Wars where every day it was Padawans go on a new mission. Padawans go fight the battle. Padawans go do this. It's very different than the prequel Jedi and the Clone Wars Jedi. Like, they're basically like glorified librarians back in the High Republic.
Yeah. So,
the fact that he's not kicked out, but forced to leave the library to go to this forest, he's like, this sucks. I want to go home. And I'm like, yeah, that's just like Wreath in Into the Dark, one of my favorite books. So I love that. And Kel Naka was awesome in this episode.
Yeah, I was telling Brad he got possessed and he was fighting everybody.
Okay, I haven't seen this yet, and it sounds really stupid.
No.
That a Wookiee Jedi got possessed by a space lesbian?
It took the whole coven of witches to possess him because he's a Wookiee, so it took like 50 witches to do it.
I only said that to watch Tom get upset.
I'm not upset. It's just like it's you know why I'm shaking my head.
Why do you think I'm doubling down, dude? I'm being silly, the Daily Wire would write about
I know 1,000%.
I'm being silly, but like, in all seriousness though, to me honestly, that does sound really stupid that like that this witch like possessed a giant Wookiee Jedi.
Oh, it was a bunch of them.
Something just fell.
It took like the whole coven because he's so strong and he's a Wookiee Jedi.
Here's my thing though, and then and then I thought it was
earlier because they possessed Torben and he's only one little Padawan. And then they Sol's like, make sure you fortify your mind, don't get possessed again, because then Torben's like, I got this. So Torben's fine, and then they one up it and go from a little Padawan to a giant Wookiee Jedi. And so it takes more than one. Torben only took one because he's just a little Padawan, but to see that jump to a Wookiee was crazy.
I thought a really cool moment when Indara saves Kel Naka, But then, yes. like the weird part about it, like, she saved him so hard that all those witches died. That was weird.
I was like that at first, too, but then I thought about it. To me, I thought about it like Luke in The Last Jedi, how the force projection took so much out of him, it killed him. You know, like...
That's fair.
Possessing Kelnaka took so much out of those witches that it killed him.
Kyle's a piece of shit. Yeah.
But is that the same thing? Is that the same, like, as someone who was a, like, legit one of the stronger Jedis that we've seen, at least up to that point?
I would say yes, because it's not one person. It took 50 people to be able to do this one thing, as opposed to Luke being one guy doing this one thing.
It sounds kind of video gamey to me, where it's like kill the hive, everyone dies kind of thing.
Yeah, but I guess like maybe Indara took over. I mean, she's a powerful Jedi, and just like I don't know. It just it seemed like an easy cop out. I understand it. I see the parallels to Last Jedi, but I don't, it's still weird.
So we get
it's just weird. We getting
Yoda in the finale?
No, we're getting Darth Plagueis the Wise in the finale.
I don't think so.
I wish Leslie wouldn't have said that in interviews where she's like, "There's got to be two Sith." It's like, well, we got one episode left, and she promised two Sith.
So that would save the show. That would get people interested.
People would still find reasons to bitch.
They're like, "Oh, they had to save it by this." That's like, yeah.
People will still find reasons to bitch because they've already decided on this show.
Yeah, people make up their minds about what something is, they can't go back on it.
For the most part, everyone loves Rogue One, but really, there's people like us that are like, "It's good, it's okay," and then the ending is awesome. The ending makes it really good. So, like,
I changed my opinion on Rogue One quite a bit over the years. Yeah. I used to not like it at all. Then I watched it once, not too long ago, and I don't know why. I was like, oh, I really enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. I like Rogue One.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Kyle likes it. Yeah, it's all good.
He's stupid.
He is.
Good. And then, like, the ending is what really makes it awesome to me.
But Kyle, when you're done recording the next episode and you're spewing your bullshit about here, make an appointment with Kevorkian and fucking kill yourself, okay?
Thank you, Travis.
I could have said it better myself.
My other favorite one.
Kyle's like that South Park episode where they shove shit up the ass so they can poo it out of their mouth. That's Kyle. Kyle is a reverse bowel movement.
That's also that podcast, but that's fine.
Yeah, JFW is a reverse bowel movement. Proudly part of
it. I don't even know the name of the podcast. So I refuse to learn it.
Just freaking wrestling.
It's not what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
I'm not going to say.
All right.
I feel like you get mad at me again.
I won't get mad at you, Brad Hughes, at 123 Fake Street.
That does not make sense.
So, I mean, this episode is everything I expected it to. I knew we were coming back. We learned so much in this episode. Like, I like it from the fact that things were answered. I'm still very much holding out on, like, a full thought of Acolyte until 8's done. I want to consume it start to finish.
This is my problem with Star Wars TV. And this was, I wanted to bring this up on the show today. This is the only thing I had that I want to talk about. I feel like this experiment with, I feel like this experiment with Star Wars TV is just not good.
I think it's just a little bit of an oversaturation of
everything. It's too much.
Marvel got fucked with it.
Yeah, it's too much. Like,
it's the only thing DC's doing right is they're not pumping out TV shows.
I think Star Wars is best told in the movie. I really do.
I agree with that.
There's just something about it where, like, when it's too drawn out, the interesting stuff gets worn thin, and then it's like, it's not even like on the writers or anything. So how much can you do when, like for example, this is the best example I have. Obi-Wan Kenobi should have been a fucking movie. It should have been a 2-hour movie, and there's a lot of shit you could have cut out of that show that would have made the story itself better, but they didn't because they had to have a runtime of 40 minutes or whatever the fuck, and instead of just making a concise thing, they wanted to do a show. And it doesn't... Yeah. There are some things that work. Like, you can't tell Breaking Bad in a 2-hour movie. You can't tell Breaking Bad, the story of Breaking Bad, in a trilogy. Like, it's just not possible. But these stories that they're telling are not stories like that. With the exception of The Mandalorian, but even that, there's like so much shit where it's like most Star Wars things are like, we're going to travel to this planet. And then you see them land. You know what I mean? But like Mandalorian is like, well, what if we didn't show that? What if we showed every bump along the way?
Right.
In excruciating, nauseating detail. It's like, I don't need to see them land on the ice planet and shoot the spiders and shit. Like, none of that stuff matters.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like in A New
they
Hope,
have to show every time they fill up and get gas.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And it's like, oh, well, we're actually out of gas. But if you do me a favor, I'll give you some of the reserve gas. Can you go and take this bounty hunter out for me? Okay, cool. It's like that's the plot of The Mandalorian.
And somebody took my juice money.
That's the plot of The Mandalorian.
And for some reason, it works with that because I guess it's because like it feels small enough. At least the first season does.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, okay.
First season's very small compared to 2 and 3.
Yeah, like, you know, it's this one guy, you're kind of following him versus following Star Wars.
Right,
but
right.
Now it's like they like, you're follow like, Acolyte, you're following Star Wars canon. Like, they're filling in gaps from before the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this just would be a better movie.
Oh, I agree. I agree 1,000%. I do.
And I think, I with the only exception is Mandalorian is the only one that I think works as a show. Everything else could be told
as
a movie.
Ahsoka could be told as a movie, sure.
Ahsoka could be a movie. It could be a three-part trilogy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
There's so much of staring off into the distance they could have edited out, and you can whittle it down to be a fucking movie. Like, how long do you need to spend in the sky with the space whales and shit? Like,
that's
like,
6.5 minutes.
It's too much, and like, it's just... I don't know if this was like something that they were just like trying out to see how it goes, or if this is like their plan long term, but like I'm getting less excited for shit as we go along with TV. Movies, let's fucking go. You give me a movie, I have 2 years to get hyped for it. There's stakes because they're big projects.
I agree.
Like, and they fuck up, and then like Solo fucks up, and it like ruins movies for the. Like, there's more at stake, you know, with being a fan. And like this is like, oh, if it sucks in 6 months, we have Skeleton Crew. Yay, who's excited? And it's like, I'm not excited at all for Skeleton Crew. I don't care.
No, I have no idea what it's about.
I don't care.
Red,
like, I'm
Goonies,
so tired.
Star Wars kids.
I'm so tired of getting like
get
so fucking excited
if you get a
about it.
That has some cool stuff. Then you can get excited. But if the trailer is kind of lame, then I get it. You can say you're not excited.
I'm not excited about anything. Trailer. There's nothing coming down the line except the movies that I'm excited about.
Right.
I don't care anymore. Like this.
The one Raisin, Filoni.
It's all
and
this
then
stuff like
the Dawn of the Jedi.
How high was I on the Acolyte? The first episodes. I was like, this is some best shit.
No,
we've
we
seen.
All were the first two.
And,
yeah.
And then it's like shows should get better, not worse. A show shouldn't start off and be the best it's going to be in the first two episodes, and then go like, what the fuck are we doing? And then the only reason the last episode's good is because you dangle something in front of people.
Episode
like,
5
I fucking
was
hate that.
Fucking great, though.
Which one was that?
When Yord and Jackie died.
Yeah, that was great. That was good.
Where everybody just...
May they rest in peace. But like,
yeah,
if that was a movie, that would be told in the first 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the resolution would be something
like
it's just...
stretching it out, they just kind of forget characters for a while. Like, we go an episode or two sometimes without certain characters. Like, this one I get was a flashback, but still, you could have had an end tag that had something with Khmer.
I'm going to put this out there.
Without seeing what he was doing.
I'm going to put this out there to community. I urge someone who's more creative and better at editing than I am to take each one of these projects and edit it down to a 2-hour movie.
People have done that. I haven't got to watch them, but I think I saw like a Kenobi one on YouTube or something.
Oh, like just them just like built together?
Yeah, built, but like editing out shit that doesn't matter.
I see.
So much of Obi-Wan Kenobi doesn't matter. Movie. Who gives a fuck about Leia? Who gives a fuck about Leia? Like, seriously. Who cares? That story doesn't need Leia to be interesting. And they focus so much on her. Like, why would... Like, if that's the B-plot,
that's
fine.
That's what drew Obi-Wan out. Like, if it wasn't for her, he'd still be
that's
in...
That's true.
Okay, fine. Too. That's what drew Obi-Wan out. But does that need to be the entire... The show should have been... Yeah, he has Leia. Cool. Why? Fine. They should have dwelled on it as much as they did. It should have been what gets him out, and then the core of the show should have been leading up to them communicating for the first time after they haven't seen each other in years. That's what the show should have been.
Yeah.
It should not have been this like Leia chase and then, oh, I got to get her back. Who cares? You know Leia's going to get back, okay? Mm-hmm. You could have done it in a much more interesting way. The core of that show, they lost it. They fucking lost it. And it could have that could have been the greatest Star Wars media
I know. It was
in
hype.
The history of Star Wars.
It was a lot of hype. And
they fucked it up.
I love the moments we got.
It's fine.
With Hayden.
Think how much more impactful that would be if you had like five, not even, how many was it, 8 episodes?
Six.
What if it was a 2-hour movie, dude? You draw them out. You have the same story beats and everything. Have Leia there. Have Leia be like, oh shit, that's cool that he has Leia, and like, But why do we need like all the focus
on
it?
Yeah, Kenobi is one of the lower ones because like I don't go back to thinking about like.
No,
I remember in the moment being happy about some things, but like, but when it comes to Acolyte, right now I put Acolyte above Book of Boba Fett.
Barely. But Book of Boba Fett, those Mando episodes were so good.
I know, but that's like, I play that into a little bit of it because it's like it needed those.
With if you take those out, it's a fucking mess.
Tamara Morrison.
And again, that's another point. That could have been a 2-hour movie.
Tamara Morrison commented and said something.
I heard you
talk
about this on Fourth Mother Box.
Yeah, he wanted to steal an episode from Pedro. No, we good.
No, we don't.
No, we good. No, you need to be like a mysterious background character.
Sucking Pedro Pascal off that he was involved in your bullshit show. Bad
baby. No, if he even was. It might have just all been Brandon Wayne.
It could have been.
No, it was. Season 3 was all Brandon Wayne.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
We knew that. Pedro just gave the voice.
We got to
Brandon Wayne, infamous credit. Denying being interviewed on Jedi Talk.
Yeah, infamous.
His manager just ghosted us.
They're like, we've heard a few episodes, nothing.
I sent him three. They asked. Yeah, they wanted 3 episodes. I sent him Safer Once.
They're like,
One Jesus. Quarter portion.
We have to send those every time for a celebration, and somehow we keep getting.
Yeah,
approved.
We'll see about celebration next year.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know about that one. Okay.
You boo because it's the truth.
It's true. That's true.
All right. Any predictions for the last episode?
Darth Plagueis. Yep. I'm making the prediction.
Evan, what about you?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good one, bad one. Who knows?
Some Sith is going to come in and kill Chimere, and that'll be the whole beginning of the Sith.
Maybe Mae kills.
And I guess
I have a bold prediction.
We'll never get a reasoning for the Kylo Ren theme. I guess it'll just be they picked it because it was cool. I don't know.
It could have been a red herring in the sense that you think it's going to be the Knights of Ren, or maybe it does turn out to be the Knights of Ren next week.
Who is?
Maybe, but either way, like all the casuals don't really even know or care. So we're kind of past the point on that. I feel like
Evan, you'll know this better than I will. Who is the protagonist from Knights of the Old Republic? Darth Bane?
That's Legends.
Is it Darth Bane?
Legends crap. I have no idea.
I think it's
Legends.
Darth Bane.
You mean antagonist?
No. I don't want to ruin the story of that book. Look up, type in Darth Bane on your phone and see if that's from Knights of the Old Republic. I want to make sure I'm saying this right because I don't want to get, actually, it was fucking Darth Malgus or whatever the fuck. Who cares?
It's Legends, man. So actually, yeah, I don't know. Because Legends doesn't count. So.
Well, this is my bold prediction. I think it's Darth Bane from Knights of the Old Republic.
Interesting. You said last week Yoda.
Yeah, I still think that's going to happen. I think there's no way we get out of this without having a Yoda cameo. There's no way. And if it does, I'll be very shocked.
Darth Bane looks badass.
Is he like the skull thing?
Yeah.
Is that him? Okay.
Looks like Shao Kahn.
From Old Republic?
I don't know if it's...
KOTOR.
Was he born in the darkness?
Oh, Jesus.
Was he molded by it?
Maybe.
I was born in the darkness. Molded
Did he only
it.
Know the light of day by the time he was a man, but by then it was blinding?
Hey,
was
he broke Darth Batman's Man? Back.
That sounds like a
yeah.
Moana lyric.
What can you see?
With my light and I'm sitting up. Here and it's blinding.
Yeah. For Darth Bane, they just
this is easy,
it.
Tom.
Say,
hang
I
on
was
a
born
hey,
in the
Siri.
Dark side.
Yeah. You do it. Where Who the fuck Darth you trying Bane to do? I'm over here like.
Darth Bane's backstory is established in Darth Bane, Path of Destruction by Drew Karpyshyn.
Karpyshyn, you fuck. Okay, that's not what I thought it was. I think so the dude, whoever the fuck the dude is from Knights of the Old Republic is going to make his canon debut. That's my bold prediction.
Alrighty.
Dick dump.
And we're going to get Yoda, but I've been saying that since episode 1.
You have, yes.
I think those two things are going to happen. And it may not be this specific character, but I think they're going to tie in a character from Legends. They have yet to really do that with this show. They kind of do that with something in every season, every show they've done so far.
Mm-hmm.
They've done like a few things, like some planet was named something or something, right? Didn't y'all tell me that?
Yeah.
From Legends.
Yes. I know we can segue out of this. Leslie has talked about
how she likes Legends. So, and she's done Cortosis, which was Legends.
That's the thing I'm talking
about,
Cortosis.
In one of the Thrawn books, but still, it was mostly Legends before this.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a Sith from that era brought into canon.
Okay.
I think that's what they're going to do. And I think that's going to be the big holy shit moment, and that's who it's going to be.
And then we'll have to get a comic or something that tells us what happened to him, because... If he's in this, but we never see him again, we're going to be like, what happened?
No, you have to wait till Acolyte season 2.
That's right.
It's going to happen.
If they
like,
do, I don't know.
No, dude, they are. This, if they're saying the show is as popular as it really fucking is,
there's too
I don't
many people
like
running
it,
to it.
I don't think there's no way. Like, I saw this. Kyle and Tom were arguing about this today in our little group chat we have. And if Velma can get a season two from hate watching, this will too, because it's Star Wars. People are going to watch it. I
mean, exactly.
They have people like me who are like, I don't like this, but I'm going to watch it because I love Star Wars so much.
Yeah, and there are people hate watching it just to go online and rip on it. So it's like, you know, it's gonna do you're giving sure. them fuel to say, look, people are tuning in and people
Kyle.
Are streaming. Yeah, exactly,
Stop
Kyle.
Watching it.
Don't watch it, man, if you're not invested.
You and, hear us talk about it anyway. You know what's going to happen, so just don't watch
and
it.
And then Andor is rent-free in this dickwad's
head. Oh, my God.
Head.
I've never seen anybody hate something so much, but
good.
He loves it.
Lord, I know he does.
He loves it. He wishes his name was Cassian.
Yeah, he does. Cassian Kyle.
Cassian Kyle Cassian.
Kyle
Cassian. Kyle-sian.
Kyle-sian. Make sure you rest in peace. I wish Kyle-sian would die like the Halcyon did.
Oof.
The Halcyon deserved to close. That's my final statement. And anyone who liked it, even for a second, is an idiot.
You called yourself an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
How long? I didn't think that drop was going to last that long.
It goes on longer. I stopped it.
We are idiots.
I stopped it.
I mean, in August though, we got Outlaws coming out, so we got that to look forward to.
Should call you Brad Nicholson. Jenny Hughes.
I also wouldn't watch 4 hours of Brad. So.
What did somebody say about something? What?
I said in August too. We got Outlaws coming out, so like that's the next thing to look forward to.
Is that? Yes. I mean, I'm assuming that's only going to be on like PS5 and shit, right? Have they announced that
new gen? Yeah,
it's
I'm pretty
like
sure.
Next gen, so yep. I can't even play it. I have to wait so I can afford the next.
Well,
gen.
If you quit getting oil changes, Evan, you can fucking afford it.
Yeah, how dare I have to get that necessary function for a car?
Quit bowling.
I don't. That's the thing. You think after working there 6 or 7 months or whatever, I would have gotten one.
Have you never bowled there? Seriously?
I can't even afford that.
Well, people need to go and support you, I guess, I think. Maybe
yes,
not.
Yes, they do.
Maybe not. Don't go see Evan. I want to see Evan homeless under the 528 bridge.
Jesus.
That's what I want to see.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's not a joke. This is not a bit. I'm not kidding in any way. This is truth.
No. I'm just going to break into Restaurant Source and live there.
No. Restaurant Source. Oh, God, yeah, you would. Even when it gets demolished, you're going to still be there?
We can't demolish it. There's a squatter here.
Oh, that's true. There you go, Evan. You could squat in Dinoland.
Not in Florida.
Oh,
you can't, dude.
Do those laws apply here? Interesting.
No, not in Florida. Yeah.
You'll get shot in the face. All right, let's wrap this up.
Anything else, guys? Pretty sure it's the last Jedi talk ever.
Nah. Yeah.
Wasn't that bad. I've said way worse.
I suppose. Yeah. You're just trying to rile shit up by saying stuff. Yeah.
App mirror doesn't count.
Yeah, app ride, please.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm still excited for the finale. Even though this week's episode had one weird thing, I still like the episode. This was one of the better ones, and I've liked the series. So I'm excited for next week, and who knows if there will be a season two. It's all kind of dependent on next week.
We've seen what you like. We don't care.
True.
All right. Anything else, Tom? Any parting words?
No, I don't think so. Any parting words?
Evan,
are
any
farting
other,
words.
Any other thoughts? I do want to do, before we get this, I want to do an episode that's like Jedi Talk, but not Jedi Talk, where it's not Star Wars, where we do some D23 predictions.
We've done that before.
I'm glad you said that, because I've got, okay.
I got a bold one.
Is it when is D23?
End of August.
I want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do it too. I can't wait to hear Evans. It's like they're going to ruin this ride.
I won't say anything.
Fuck it!
I don't want to give away anything.
Yeah, I've got some bold predictions, and I have some insider information. I don't.
Larry!
I don't have insider information. It's me making it up, and then I can claim that I knew.
Yeah,
that
comes true. There you go. Yeah. If it doesn't come true, you just say false source.
They didn't know what they were talking about.
It's the way journalism happens.
Yeah, dude.
My source was false.
I had a faulty source.
Your source was a pet rock.
Blame the source. Don't blame me.
Yeah, I didn't say it. The source told me. I just repeated it.
Fear the murder chicken.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the episode of the show. We'll see you guys on the next one. Until then, cheers. May the force be with you.
Always. And to Bowie say.
Rise, Jedi night.
You shut your mouth, fatty. The Rock will come out there and slap the herpes off your lips.